The season two finale of Showtime's Billions airs this Sunday. NPR's Eric Deggan says the show has quietly become one of the best dramas on TV. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And for people who have not caught up with this show yet, what's the premise of the show?
So you have these two very powerful figures in New York. You have a hedge fund billionaire played by Damian Lewis, Bobby Axelrod, and he is opposed by this U.S. attorney who's played by Paul Giamatti. And the U.S. attorney is convinced that Axelrod is using illegal means to buoy up his hedge fund business, the insider information to trade. And Axelrod, of course, is convinced that he's being unfairly persecuted, even though he is doing things that are illegal. It's about these two very powerful guys, one a self-made man, one from a family that's been powerful and rich for a long time, and how they square off against each other. And through this series, we get to see these worlds in a way that I think we have not seen before on television.
All right, well, let's talk about the show's storytelling, because the latest episode, which is called Golden Frog Time, jumped backwards and forwards to tell two sides of a complex event. You liked it. Tell us what made it interesting, TV.
Okay, so before we do anything, I should warn that if you haven't seen Sunday's episode and you don't want to be spoiled, you might want to turn your volume down for the next bit of conversation, because to explain why this episode was so great, I have to reveal some very key plot points. So soon into the show, we see Paul Giamatti, the U.S. attorney. He has a very good friend and his father, and they're celebrating because they've invested in this trendy company that's about to go public, and they think they're going to make a lot of money. Let's hear that.
I'm worth $125 million.
Yeah, you may well be soon enough, but don't allow yourself to feel it just yet. That clouds the thinking at the exact moment when you need to be clear-headed.
Now, Bobby Axelrod, the character, the hedge fund manager, has found out about this, and he wants to sabotage this initial public offering in order to hurt the family of the guy that is opposed to him. So Damian Lewis's character has all these machinations to try and take down this initial public offering by this company, and we can hear a bit of that, too.
All the preparations have been made. I'm awaiting your command.
So is it time?
No, not yet. Almost.
So now here's where the big spoiler is. Basically, Axelrod has figured out a fraudulent way to make it look like this company, which produces a healthy drink, may be contaminated by some awful substance that makes people sick. Once that becomes public in a way that he has sort of engineered, Paul Giamatti's friend and his father wind up being ruined. So we see Giamatti, his father invested his trust fund in this effort to make a bunch of money. And so we see Paul Giamatti's character kind of stumble into a room and his hands are on his face and he's crying. And you think he's crying because he's lost all his money. But then we hear the twist. We see this whole series of flashbacks that reveal that Paul Giamatti's character actually set all of this up as a way to get his opponent, Bobby Axelrod, to do something illegal while he was under surveillance by the government. And so this crying from Giamatti's character turns into laughter. So this is such an effective episode. It's not only unconventional storytelling that hops back and forth between the present time and in the past to show you how all this stuff unfolded, but Paul Giamatti himself does this amazing performance where he's crying in one moment, he's laughing in another, and you can really feel that on the one hand, he's elated because he feels like he's got Axelrod in a place where he's very vulnerable, but he's also crying because he's lost a fortune and he's cost his father a fortune and he's cost his best friend a fortune. So I can't wait to see what happens on Sunday when we see the season-ending episode, but this episode last Sunday was really quite something.
So are you ready to put this show Billions in the same category as some of the great dramas of recent years, Mad Men and Breaking Bad?
Well, I don't know if I would go that far, because those shows showed a level of excellence for several seasons that I don't think Billions has quite gotten to. I mean, we're at the end of its second season. But I've always felt that this was a show that was overlooked. And, you know, when you tell people it's a drama about a U.S. attorney and a hedge fund guy squaring off against each other, of course, people think it's going to be all about numbers and, you know, you can see their eyes glaze over. But this show is really about why people do what they do to get wealth and power in modern society. And in that way, I think it's very compelling.
That's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.